Gunpowder Plotted. The Gunpowder trilogy on BBC has drawn criticism for the violence and cruelty it portrays. This is understandable. However, the tortures shown in such shocking detail are historically accurate. So was execution by hanging, drawing, and quartering. Any depiction of royalty which gives a romantic, fairy tale view of the splendor of the court, and ignores the methods by which the autocratic rule was maintained, is frankly dishonest. In the second episode, Chief Conspirator Robert Catesby, Kit Harington, witnesses the burning of two heretics in Spain, Jews in this case. This is a fair indication that the methods of autocracy did not vary much between England and Spain. The persecution of Catholics in England was clearly depicted as a means by which the aristocracy, and in particular Lord Robert Cecil, Mark Gatiss, enriched themselves. Religion was used as a means of social control and a pretext for torture and murder. The interchange between Father Henry Garnet, Peter Mullen, and Cecil in the final episode is particularly telling. Cecil accuses Garnet of causing the gunpowder plot. Although he is not named by any conspirator, and is depicted opposing the plot, his preaching is enough to hang him. Garnet responds by drawing attention to Cecil's role in causing the conflict. You cannot expect that people so persecuted will not respond in kind. Anne Faulks, Liv Tyler, plays a strong woman in a period when society kept women firmly in their place. I wouldn't dream of giving the plot away, no pun intended, but for most of those involved it was unlikely to end well. Although gruesome, this is a very good series and well worth watching. Derek McMillan, Worthing. Socialism 2017, 11 and the 12th of November, Central London. Discussions include, what is the socialist approach to the state? Find out more, and book tickets at socialism2017.net.